Well, fellow guys, now here's something a lot of you guys who actually are listening to this don't know. I mean, why would you? But there's been an explosion of barbershops in the UK, and has been for quite a few years. And a lot of them are Turkish barbers, and other ones, not so much English, if you know what I mean. Sometimes there's two in one street, sometimes three. Then you think to yourself, how in the hell can they make money? Well, it is true that the younger men nowadays have to have a special haircut, but they all look about the same. But the haircut only looks good about 2 weeks and they gotta get it cut again. And these young guys don't see how they're being scammed. But that only accounts for a couple of stores, not as many as there is. And I'll tell you a story of me. I was working beside a barber's, a Turkish barber. We were doing a shop up and it took about 3 weeks. And in that 3 weeks, I saw that store next door, the barber's, have two customers. There's also a new barber's down the road from me, and it's been open 2 years. And I've only ever seen one customer in there. I mean, I haven't been standing outside all the time, but you know what I mean. So for me, there's something in kosher. These barbers are having to pay rent, pay electricity bills. There's no way they could survive that long. A lot of people think they're laundromats, not barbershops. Laundromats for money. And I believe that. And you can't tell me the government doesn't realise how many barbers are opening up in the whole of the UK new. They must know. So either they're getting a kickback or something, or they're ignoring it for another reason. And actually, I had a friend who was a barber, who was a barber most of his life. And he told me he'd have to have at least 10 people in there to actually just break even. In a day. And that was quite some time back. So anyway, I put a link to the story down below. Guys, let me know what you think. I don't actually go to the barbers anymore much. I do it myself. Yeah, sure, I look like an idiot. So what? You seen the price of a haircut today? Of course, I still get my nails done, though. I mean, gotta keep your standards up. You take it easy, fellas.